ready to get and stay fit? Welcome to Fit Positive Confident with Dr. Gordon, where the focus is on your whole person health, physical, mental, and spiritual. Because your health can be affected by so many factors, Dr. G covers a range of topics in this program, from eating healthy to world-shaping events. So relax and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. My name is Milos. I am the assistant of Dr. G Fitness, Dr. Gordon, and you're listening to Fit Positive Confident Radio Show. And today I have here Kyle Galloway with me. Remind me, success
martial arts.ninja. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
That's awesome. Check out the website if you are in North Denver Metro. Kyle has a karate school, teaching kids much more than self-defense, teaching them discipline, character, respect, and also he has a fire sale on his website right now.
That's right.
So go check out the merch and get some stuff. The reason Kyle is here, and he's been coming to this radio show for like years, literally, is because like his lifestyle and his career represent fit, positive, confident. Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't heard our show before, so the fit, of course, it's kind of obvious. Fit represents this physical aspect of our lives where we, especially in this country, tend to neglect it very often, either with our foods or with the top of our activity or lack of it, pretty much. So we're trying to present in this show the significance of being physically fit.
Yeah.
Positive is that mental and emotional aspect in our lives that we again tend to push under the rug so many times because we don't have time to deal with this right now, or this is a trauma that I've been dragging for decades and I really don't have the strength to flush it out and so on. And that is dragging us down and it's making us negative. So we're trying to bring here ideas how to live a positive life no matter the circumstances. How to have this sun in this position when it's cloudy and dark, you know?
Yeah.
And then the confidence refers to something even different than you would expect. Confidence refers to this spiritual connection that we have with a divine presence that all of us are frankly aware is around us, whether we call it Jesus or we call it Buddha, or we call it, I don't want
to... Universe.
Universe,
right?
Exactly, you know? Yeah. That, lately, that's been the popular...
That's the big one these days,
yes, exactly, yeah. But the thing is, we know that there is something. And when we connect to it, the confidence in our life and assurance of our future boosts up immensely. So this show is also going to bring some topics that you might find... they're talking about spiritual stuff. Yes, we are, because spirituality is as part of our existence as is our mental, emotional, physical, hence Fit Positive Confident Radio Show. So you guys are welcome. Stay with us for this half an hour. Kyle and I are going to elaborate on a very important topic that really very often screws us up. Because we don't have time to deal with it, and then this thing deals with us.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So let me ask you this before we get into it. Wherever you are, if you're driving, you're sitting at home, you're listening to this as you're out and about or whatever, how does your neck feel right now? How do your shoulders feel? Are they nice and relaxed? Do they need like a stretch? Do you do that like sideways stretch of your head every 5 minutes because the neck is just not cooperating? Or does it happen that your kid is yelling from behind and you have to like a RoboCop turn all of your body, you know, to see what's going on over there instead of just turning your head to see what's going on? Now, Kyle, when we talk about stiff neck and stiff shoulders, there are many reasons why people have that. And in our country, like especially with the sedentary lifestyle, it's very common for people to simply deal with that. You know, you never really solve it. You simply deal with the fact that your neck and shoulders are stiff at all times, even when you go to bed and you wake up all tightened up and everything. We take some like that tiger balm, or we would take some ibuprofen to loosen it up or whatever. Right. But those are just the Band-Aids.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't really. So
they don't deal with that you know, core value cause.
So where does this come from?
Yeah, I mean, lots of reasons why it could be. I mean, if, you know, somebody was in a car accident or, you know, sports injury or something like that, that can always be a root cause. But for the majority of us, it is where we carry our stress, right? You know, almost everybody here has either made this statement or has heard somebody else make the statement of, this is where I carry my stress. And for most people, there's just a handful of areas where that physical manifestation of our stress happens. And it typically is on the backside of our body. And it's from anywhere from like the mid back line up into the neck and anywhere in between there, right?
Is there like a specific reason why? I mean, I understand and I can relate, absolutely. When I'm stressed out, those muscles kicking like crazy. Is there like a specific reason why is it those muscles?
So there is and this isn't something that I've ever read about or seen any, you know, scientific articles or anything about, but just from doing martial arts and watching how individuals move in certain types of emotional states, when we become stressed or fearful, we have a physiological reaction in the way that our posture is. And in martial arts, we call it turtle shelling. And we purposefully kind of do this in most fighting stances. When the hands come up and we are, you know, about to defend ourselves, or if you're a boxer going into a match or whatever the case may be, when you take that more aggressive stance, our hands tend to come up, our shoulders will raise a little bit and they'll come forwards, and our neck will drop a little. You know, think about how a turtle will pull its head into the shell. And basically, the neck is one of the most vulnerable areas on any animal. This is why, like, when you first meet a dog, you don't just immediately reach to scratch its neck. Because you may freak that dog out, and that is one of the fastest ways that a dog, the most kind dog, will snap and will, you know, try to nip you. Is it's a protection of that super vital area. So when we become fearful or stressed, we have this biological, mechanical, built-in reaction of raise the shoulders, bring them forwards, drop the head, and that activates all of those muscles. And, you know, this is usually in a sparring match, in a fight that we're doing. You know, we'll do it for a couple of minutes on purpose, and then as soon as we're done,
you kind of relax. You're back to normal.
But when you're stressed, you'll hold that position without realizing it for hours and even days before you even realize that you're in that position. So there is like a physical reason why those muscles can get strained and stressed out in those positions. But there, you know, that doesn't explain all of it, right? And I don't have answers to the other sides. But, you know, even for me, like, I'm very conscious of that body posture and structure because of all the training I've done. And, like, just before the show, you know, the fire sale going on our website right now, like, I've been taking photos, adding photos, putting verbiage, and, you know, I've been just working on a computer all day for the last, like, week and a half. And, like, I'm very conscious, like, you know, extend, get
the neck. Yeah, if you're sitting down, it stirs up,
And, but when I do that, no matter how much I focus on my posture, no matter how much I relax out the shoulders, after I've done that for a long period of time, and it's pretty stressful stuff, making sure everything is correct, then my neck is where I hold my tension, right? That's where I hold my stress. And so there's something else in that you know, is more than just using those muscles. But
so, you know, nobody's trying to beat you up. Your wife is not behind you, like, with a paddle, Come on, do it. You know, right. You're like waiting, but still, there is a danger or whatever. Okay, you gotta get this done. This needs to happen.
Yeah.
And there is a pressure, mm-hmm. but not the pressure that somebody else is putting upon you. It's a pressure that you chose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 100%.
But it's so interesting to think about it. Even the pressure that we choose is still causing us to act in the same way physically as if the pressure was put on us by some danger out there, but somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we make up our own danger and then we physically respond to it,
yeah.
even though there is no reason to physically respond to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You could kind of mentally respond to it emotionally, but there is no reason to physically do that, and yet we still do that.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, there is no way out of stiff shoulders and neck. That's scary thought, you know?
Right.
Okay, guys, we'll be right back. Hey guys, you're listening to Fit Positive Confident Radio Show. This is Milos. I'm assistant of Dr. G Fitness. And we are here, Kyle Galloway and I, talking about stress in our everyday life and how it reflects in our physically in our bodies and what we can do about it. And I'm sure that all of you can relate to this idea of stiff neck and shoulders. And you know, the moment you're stiff and the moment you feel you've been stiff for like a couple of hours, something stressful has been going on around you. And you know what's interesting? As you said, like you when you finished your work that you were doing, then you realize like, oh my goodness, I'm so stiff.
Yeah.
You don't even notice it while you're in it. And very often, you know, we actually respond to situations with stress completely oblivious that we are responding to situations as if we're going to get hurt or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. Now, the question, question that comes to my mind, like when I'm in that kind of situation, like I don't want to do this. Like I don't want to approach life on this suspense autopilot, you know, where I will immediately respond the way I am. So let's talk a little bit about like awareness
mm-hmm.
or understanding of this process. And let's talk about how can we physically respond to these stressful situations that are not really physical danger to us.
Yeah. Yeah, so first thing is, number one, you don't want to eliminate stress, right? Stress is, so back when I was in college, I always been super fascinated with psychology and you know, so the freshman year psychology class that I was in, the instructor actually made a comment that really has always stuck with me. And her comment was that stress is the spice of life. And, you know, stress is generally spoken about in a very negative way. But, you know, if you are experiencing stress, then you also, underneath it all, you're actually experiencing growth. You're experiencing new changes and accomplishing goals and, you know, all the things that we aspire to, you know, accomplish in our life takes stress to get it, right? So you're not ultimately trying to eliminate it. You're just trying to respond to it better, right?
So technically managing it.
Exactly.
And utilizing it would be ideal.
Yeah, which is, you know, anytime you hear like a medical professional speak of stress, and it's always how do we manage stress, right?
Yeah.
So that's exactly the right thought of it, because if there is no stress, then that basically means you're dead, right? Like, I mean, even just the actual natural bodily processes of cell division and, you know, all that, like that is stress, right? So that puts stress on the body, and then the body responds to it. So so if you have no stress, you're dead. yeah, so
and then if you have stress all the time, you're dead as well.
Right? More or less, exactly. You know? So if you don't manage it well, then you stress can kill, right? Like, so we're talking about it from the perspective of like tight muscles and sore neck and different things of that nature. But if you really are overstressed and you are not managing it well, then, you know, it can manifest into things like heart attacks and high blood pressure and strokes and different things of this nature, right? So getting back to like the awareness thing, mm-hmm. When we are, so like the work I've been doing, you know, preparing this sale and making sure that our shopping cart online is all, like that takes a lot of laser focus in, right? And our electronics put us in a position that puts our posture in the exact place that I was talking about, that turtling in, right? Yeah, when I'm working on my laptop, like my arms naturally are coming internal rotation towards the center and my shoulders are coming forward and my head goes down because I'm getting my focus in on the computer screen. And we humans have this really, really cool ability to take our awareness and laser focus it in onto, you know, one particular thing and to ignore the rest of the world. And then we have the ability to then open that awareness back up and be able to notice all of the things going on around us, right? And so this is a thing that we do naturally. However, this is something that we have 100% control over as well, but most people don't ever really practice it. And it's a technique, just like learning how to throw a good punch or a good kick, mm-hmm. is the ability to focus our awareness and open our awareness is something that, you know, we should practice and can practice.
I like what you mentioned right now. It reminds me of a documentary I watched where the animals have this naturally. I mean, they're practicing this all of their lives and it's natural to them. And the title was, I can't remember exactly, but like, why zebras have no stress or something like that. And the argument was, if zebras are constant prey to lions, let's just say lions,
right.
So they should be constantly stressing about it.
Right, yeah.
But what you see is like lion is chasing a zebra, and zebra is freaking out, stress levels are through the roof. She manages to escape, lion is gone, and zebra is back to chill.
Right, yeah.
She's back to munching some grass around, drinking water, having fun with friends, kind of keeping one eye open, of course, you know?
Yeah.
But when they actually connected zebras to wires, they noticed that same thing. Like they have kicks of stress where they just explode, where they need to run for their lives. But the moment that is ended, the stress levels go back to like everything is at perfect peace.
Yeah.
And this makes sense, of course, because mm-hmm. lion is not there anymore. Danger is not there anymore. I'm not going to – they are not freaking about imaginary lions.
Yeah. You know?
And we human beings, humankind, we evolved – with our imagination to the point where we constantly have these imaginary lions mm-hmm. we are freaking about and stressing about, even though they're not there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, you know, that actually speaks to the level of consciousness that we have as human beings. So, like, they do a lot of these kinds of animal studies where they try to, and you hear it in the way they equate intelligence in animals, they'll make statements like, you know, dogs have like the equivalent intelligence of like a 3-year-old, and like dolphins are, you know, higher on that scale, or elephants, or, you know, and they'll equate it to like a particular aged human, mm-hmm. and they're like, you know, they got they're the intelligence of like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or 7-year-old or whatever the case may be, but generally speaking, what they're doing with a lot of these studies is the animal's ability to hold thoughts of the past and the present and the future, right? Uh-huh. And so, like, most dogs or a lot of these animal studies, they'll do things like they'll have, you know, in the case of a dog, like a rubber ball that the dog wants to play fetch with, right? And then they'll hide the ball. And they'll show the animal where the ball was hidden, and then they'll do some other things with it, and then they'll bring it back and be like, can this dog remember where the ball was?
Okay, we'll get to the dogs, balls, and fetching in a moment. Stay with us. You're listening to Fit Positive Confident. Welcome back. My name is Miloš. I am Dr. Gordon's, Dr. G Fitness on not Twitter, X at this point.
X now. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
Right.
We are talking about stress levels in our lives that keep peaking and not relaxing ever, and that is slowly, not even so slowly, killing us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here with Kyle Galloway with Success Martial Arts dot Ninja.
Yes, sir.
Karate School.
Sir.
And Kyle, you were just elaborating on this idea where they would do experiments with animals, comparing them to humans and animal intelligence and human intelligence, and where it all boils down to animals' ability to remember past and mm-hmm. kind of predict future, what we have naturally. And for us humans, present, past, and future are kind of almost indistinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
But for animals, it seems that it's not. They simply live in the present.
Exactly.
So you started talking. Finish that story with dogs and the bull.
Yeah. So and they set these experiments up in a lot of different ways, but ultimately, like I was saying, is they'll show the dog a ball that they were playing fetch with, and they'll then hide the ball from them, and they'll basically measure how long the animal or the dog or whatever animal they're doing it with, how long they can remember where that ball was hidden. And then what they realize is certain animals, the higher their intelligence level is or higher their consciousness is, then they can remember for longer what happened in the past, right? And the animals that would be kind of lower on that intelligence scale typically are very, very short memories, right? They remember certain things, but they forget those kinds of details very, very quickly. And, so these animals kind of naturally do what most of the, meditation teachers and people out there are trying to get us humans to do, is to be in the present,
be
right?
in the moment. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, like the story you said about the zebras, it makes perfect sense that, like, as soon as the lion's gone, then, their immediate focus is just what they need in that moment, right? And now for humans, we can, and there's a lot of studies out there that show that, like, we all have a photographic memory, right? Like, we all remember everything that happened throughout our lives. The difference between, like, somebody with that photographic memory that we know of and the average person is we don't all have photographic recall. We don't have perfect recall.
Uh-huh.
So, but, I mean, people have been, like, in being hypnotized and being able to, 40-year-old people being brought back to, like, the first day of kindergarten and being able to remember the details of every single person in that class and their teacher and the smells and what color shoes they had on. And, they've done these studies where they've had people do that, where they could prove what they're saying is correct. And they're 100% correct when they get regressed by the hypnotized method to being able to remember all those details. But if you ask somebody that without something like that kind of a regression, most of them are like, I got no idea. You remember, like, one little thing about, first day of kindergarten. But
usually the answer is, I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Right? So, we all have this ability to remember everything that has happened in our lives, and we tend to hold on to the negative things, right? And so most humans go throughout the day thinking about the bad that's happened to them in the past or the fears that they have in the future, and very rarely are they 100% present in the moment, right? So this is always, and when you're forward thinking or thinking about the past, it's very rare that you're thinking about the positives that are coming up or the positives that happened in the past, right? Like, every so often we get little memory spikes of being like, oh, that vacation I took, that was amazing, right? You always get those things. However, if you track, like, every 10 things that draws you into the past, you know, 9 of them are going to be negative and 1 is going to be that positive, right? So
you know that like when you meet somebody, hey, how was your weekend? Oh, it was good. Crickets.
Right.
You know, yeah, the fact that I don't remember anything negative indicates that it was good,
it
I guess.
It must have been
good,
right? Yeah.
But you can't really recall what was so good about, unless there was something like super special or whatever.
Right? Yeah.
But you can't really recall anything. You just kind of felt okay about the weekend.
Right.
So that's pretty much it.
You're like, I give it a double thumbs up because nothing bad happened, right?
Yeah.
And that's really how we operate. But all of those things, like those are the lions hiding in the bushes that we're afraid of, right? Every time we regress into the past, or 9 out of 10 times that we regress into our past, it's, you know, thinking about the lion that popped out of the bush. And then when we're forward thinking, 9 out of 10,
we're expecting the lion,
yeah. Right? And, you know, as an example, so my wife and I are going to Chicago next week because there's a weekend-long training camp that we're going to.
Don't tell me you're flying with the Boeing airplane.
I hope not, man. I am like...
There is a lion.
There's a lion right there. But my wife is actually teaching in this 3-day camp. So there's a ton of instructors, but she's teaching 1 hour each day of the camp. And this is her... She's taught these kinds of seminars and things before, but she's never been... like a premier instructor, like okay. On the marketing material, like an hour each day and all that kind of jazz. So She is stressing about it because it's brand spanking new.
Okay.
So right now that's the big lion in the bush for her is, you know, and like she's very good at you know, expectations and you know, focusing in on what is going to happen and what she needs to do. But innately there is that, oh, what if they don't like what I teach? Ooh, what if I get up there and I completely forget everything that I'm expecting to say, right? Like, you know, all those little, like, you know, everybody's had that dream of like show up to the first day of school naked, right? What if I forget all my clothes?
Well, like we have 100% a test and you have no idea what's
right. So, you know, it's these fears that manifest are things that, you know, we know are not really going to happen, but they're there and they pop up anyways. And like, and no matter how good you are with mental preparations and things of this nature, like they still are going to spike your blood pressure, right? So, you know, it is this managing thing. They're always there, but, you know, again, there's techniques for this stuff, but it does start with awareness, like you had brought up previously in the show of, you know, like you said, you don't want to be unconscious about all of this stuff. Like you want to be aware of it because that's the first sign of management, right? Our first step to management is you have to know what's going on. And once you know what's going on, then you can actually take steps to manage it, release it, let it go. And
so essentially, kind of going back to what we started with the stiff neck and shoulders, like we could see stiff neck and shoulders, like the moment I notice them, it's like a signal, like a red flag to me. Okay, what's going on in my mind that is causing me to act as if there was a lion in the bush?
Yeah.
Why am I tensed right now? And very often, I do this, and I try to do this more and more. Like when I do that, and I stop for a few minutes just to kind of evaluate what's happening right now and why am I stressed out, it takes literally a few minutes for the tension to go away that's been there for a considerable amount of time. And for me, that indicates this. So I caused the stiffness.
Mm-hmm.
With my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, when I put attention to it, I can cause the release with my thoughts as well.
Absolutely.
Not by focusing on my muscles to release, but focusing on the source where it all starts and releasing those thoughts and letting them go. Like this afternoon, I have a busy day. I don't know what's going to happen. Realistically, I don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. I might get in a car crash when I walk out of here,
right? Yeah.
And spend the rest of the time chilling in the ICU.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
So there is, you know, like a pretty kind of morbid way of taking a day off.
Yeah, that's. I actually had an instructor that used to say that. He's like, "We prepare for whatever can happen because you never know. You could step off the curb right now and get hit by a Mack truck, and then you got no more preparations that you need to make, right?" But you know, and it's just that, like, the things we do in our day to day life are the habits that we build to then aid us when we're under stress for various reasons, right? And like, when you and I have talked, I know that you've started implementing a lot more meditation, like your morning practice. The last time we recorded a show together, we were talking about like the morning practice that you had been instilling. And oh, we gotta go for a break.
Yeah, taking a break, continuing very soon. Stick with us. All right, we're back. Fit, Positive, Confident. My name is Miloš. I am assistant of Dr. Gordon, Dr. G Fitness on X. Find him, follow him. He has fun stuff saying over there. Fit, Positive, Confident stuff with occasional intrusion of his political opinions. Like we were talking about that. Like, come on, if this is going to be Fit, Positive, Confident, politics don't fit.
Right.
It's like, no, it fits because right. It's part of our life. And if you don't make politics Fit, Positive, Confident, then where are we at, you know?
It's true.
So he's making a point, you know? But I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence on right. That one.
Right, yeah. He and I have had that conversation too. And it's like, you know, I see how it fits and I see how it doesn't fit. Like, you know, it right? Like, just that's a hard one to answer.
Well, it is. I mean, even you think about it, like, especially now with the election year, like, politics is more of an issue of division than an issue of uniting.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're trying to promote that way, but realistically, in the society, right now, politics is causing more stress
right.
to people than economy.
That might be the the core value source of the stiff neck of everybody.
Yeah,
out there right
everybody
now, right?
has a stiff shoulders and neck because of what's happening in the establishment, in the
right.
ruling establishment, more than anything else. But you brought it up, like those morning routines that I developed,
mm-hmm.
and I really worked hard to do that because I realized that this is not working out. Like, I just last week I turned 46. I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. I really feel amazing. But here's the thing: looking back at my early 40s, they felt much worse than how I feel right now. You know, and I was like, you know, oh, middle-age crisis, you know, coming
right,
in, whatever. And I was trying to dismiss that, but when I would kind of sit myself down, like, okay, this is actually happening. So let's see, you know. And these practices really helped me, what you mentioned, like, previously, like, living a life in the moment right now, that is not like the Kung Fu Panda story for kids, you know, inner peace. You remember
right.
I remember that. But... It's real.
Yeah.
We are designed to live life that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you plan for the future, prepare. Yes, you reminisce on the past and learn the lessons from it, but you essentially live today.
Yeah.
And the problem that we have is that we don't live here right now, but we live in the traumas of our past or we live in the fears of our future. Hence the stress to non-existent imaginary things.
Right.
I had this talk to one friend, so kind of this topic, and I asked him, okay, so let's look at it this way. You have to make money today to cover your bills. You're going to work hard, push it hard, and by the end of the day, you may make it or you may not, but mm-hmm. but you're going to be under stress today to achieve it. At the end of the day, money is there, you relax.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this scenario. Today is what, the 10th, 11th, something like that. So you have to make enough money by the end of the month to pay your bills and feed your kids and so on. That's a long way ahead of you.
Yeah.
And now, if you stress about it, if you're going to make it or not, at the end of the month, let's say you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And you made plenty of money and you have a surplus. Now look back at these 2 weeks behind you. you were stressing in vain. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, all of that stress was real and it was actually detrimenting your body and your mind through that process. And yeah, you maybe made it. That's mm-hmm. awesome. But the joy is not as close, as great as it would have been if you didn't dwell on the stress over non-existent issue, even though it feels so super real.
Yeah. And, you know, the... Like, I love that you brought up Kung Fu Panda, because one of my favorite lines from Kung Fu Panda is right, speaks to this exact thing that we're discussing today. So the line is, the
Stairs,
past is
my old right. nemesis. My old
it is nemesis. One of my favorite lines in there. But this one was the turtle. I don't remember the turtle's name.
Ugwe,
that's right. So his, and I think he was talking to Sifu. And his line was, the past is history, the future is a mystery, but the present is a gift. And that's why they call it, or today is a gift, that's why they call it a present. Yeah. And that's 100% it, everything that you're talking about there. And like that stressing over the future also makes you worse at what you're doing. So if, like, my wife preparing for the seminars that she's teaching next weekend, if she is, again, those things are there, but if she gives any of those too much time and effort, then it actually divides her focus away from the actual preparation of being and accomplishing what she wants to in those seminars, right? You know, it's like going to the gym to do workouts. And, you know, you do one set of bench press and then one set of sitting there thinking about how much you hate doing the bench press, right? And, like, you consider that a set, right? Like, if any of us did that in, like, a physical workout, like, everybody would be like, dude, you're insane. Like, why are you wasting your time?
And yet we, like, do it all the time.
All the time, right? Like, you know, sitting and thinking about doing a bench press set is not the same as doing a bench press set. Like, so, you know, and that is in all areas of the life is – you know, spending time sitting and dreading or worrying or being fearful of what's coming in the future or what happened to you in the past is, you know, in essence, the majority of the time, a waste of time.
And right? Now imagine this. Imagine, guys, hear me out. And I want you to try this out as a homework. Imagine this. Imagine Susie, your wife. She looks back at the past and she remembers and she relives all of those times when she successfully taught the class and everybody loved it and enjoyed it and she felt so amazing and accomplished. And now she sits down and she visualizes next week and she imagines how she rocks it, how she does amazingly and everybody enjoys it and she has an amazing time and she delivers perfectly and she does that day after day after day.
Yeah.
First thing that happens, the stress is gone. Excitement kicks in.
Kicks in, 100%.
Second thing, all of the things that she does best, she's going to do them best.
Yeah.
Because that's what you contemplate on. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing, like doing the bench press and then sitting down and thinking how amazing this was. Let's do one more.
Right? Yeah. And that's it. It can be guided, right? It can be a conscious choice that you make. And, you know, we do that. That's what visualization is, right? It's not dreading the future, but it's actively imagining what you want your future to be.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for sharing. Guys, you heard it. Now it's your turn. Do it. Do your best to think about it in the best ways possible, not the worst.
Be sure to tune
possible.
In next time for another unique perspective on your whole person health with your host, Dr. G. And don't forget to share the goodness with friends and family and visit our website at fitpositiveconfident.tv. And follow Dr. G on Twitter at Dr. G Fitness. God bless and stay healthy.